Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading-edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show. And we're live. It's time next up on News for the Soul Radio for Accessing Unlimited Potential with Kathy Vinio Davis. Let's bring her on and start the show. Kathy, welcome back.
Thank you, Nicole. Thank you. I am delighted to be back here. It has been 5 weeks.
Wow.
And five weeks. I trust you're faring.
I'm faring. Faring indeed.
And yeah. Things are going well, and I will I share a lot of what goes on in between my broadcast, which is what brings me to the next one, and that's what I'll be sharing today.
Perfect. The floor is yours.
Okay. Thank you so much. A bit of an introduction. I am Kathy Vigneau Davis. I am a retired teacher, educator with a master's degree in education from California State University. I have been engaged in a great deal of work for the past 14 years. When I left my teaching job due to a lot of different factors, and I moved from California back to the East Coast, and I'm in central New Hampshire. I came with illness, with medication, and I moved out of that as I was introduced to Reiki, which led me to study Reiki healing, shamanic practices, EFT and tapping, and a lot of aspects of energy medicine. And I went into studying over this time, because this is my life's work, various related fields of nutrition and quantum physics and crystals and essential oils. And now I've moved on to also utilizing and coming to work with somebody who produces high levels of CBD tinctures, and I'm learning about that. I do DNA reactivations. I hold past life regressions. I assist lost spirits in crossing, and I channel a variety of spiritual entities. I do teach all aspects of Reiki healing and energy medicine, and I have healed from a lot of different things as a result of misdiagnosis and pharmaceutical drugs. And so my husband and I are living a drug-free, chemical-free life now. So I also give Munakai rites, and again, I'd like to open sacred space with Munakai with this special prayer. And as I do, and as I stand to do this, I am using my Palo Santo, and I am facing each direction as I speak of that particular wind. To the winds of the south, great serpent Sachamama, wrap your coils of light around us. Teach us to shed the past the way you shed your skin, to walk softly on the earth. Show us the beauty way. To the winds of the west, Mother Jaguar, Otorongo, protect our medicine space. Teach us to live in peace, to live impeccably. Show us the way beyond death. To the winds of the north, Hummingbird, grandmothers and grandfathers, ancient ones, come and warm your hands by our fire and whisper to us in the wind. We honor you who have come before us and those who have yet to come, our children's children. And to the winds of the east, great eagle, woolen, and condor approaching, come to us from the place of the rising sun. Keep us under your wing. Show us the mountains we just dare dream of, and teach us to fly wing to wing with the Great Spirit. And Mother Earth, Pachamama, we join in the healing of all your children, the stone people, the plant people, the four-legged, the two-legged, the creepy crawlers, the fin, the furred, and the winged ones, all our relations. And Father, Son, Grandmother Moon, to the star nations and Great Spirit, you who are known by a thousand names and you who are the unnameable one, illuminate this space. Guide me in today's broadcast. Guide me in what I'm to say, what I'm to share, so that my message that is added with love and hope and peace and trust will be forthcoming and will be heard by these listeners. And to my soul, my center, my spirit, may I learn from the lessons I'm given today, so I may move closer along the path to becoming a homo luminous being. And I want to thank all my listeners today. I can say it's been 5 weeks, but these 5 weeks, because time is passing so very quickly, and it is because we are very much in fourth density. And not only does time pass much, much faster, but that means that our manifestations occur more and more quickly. So if you're going to have wishes and hopes and dreams and beliefs and wantings, make sure that they're good ones, because they're going to be manifesting. And I personally experienced that over and over. So I was brought to wonder, why am I here on News for the Soul? Why was I called? And what is the purpose? And what have I been called upon to do? And I want to keep that in the forefront of my mind, so I make sure that the messages, whatever I'm delivering, are what they need to be. I do want to say that when Nicole first contacted me for the broadcast, as soon as we spoke, I asked her, how did you find me? I'm in a small town in central New Hampshire. Nicole's in Vancouver, Canada, on the West Coast. And Nicole said she simply put it out to spirit, and my website showed up. So here I am, proof that spirit works in all of us, and you have no lesser abilities than I do. You just have not opened to them yet. So last month, I shared a lot of what I was going through, and it's exactly the same as everyone else. As I was told, I am not exempt from this global reset. And as I walk this path of awakening and ascension, I'm just going to share with you the best I can of what I'm learning and what I'm knowing and what I'm understanding. I might have a little advantage because I have been doing my energy work for 14 years. So I tapped into a lot of this. And when the awareness of the now occurred, I already had a backdrop. And I might say a scaffolding in which to put this new information, which has helped me in my understandings and my insight. I have been focusing a lot on the darkness, and I did so in my broadcast. I spoke a lot of the cabal and the deep state and low-frequency energies, and I had a look at that because I do listen to my last broadcast to see where I was. And it's important that myself, as well as the rest of you, start moving our focus from that third density, which is not about heart, to it's about the mind and mind control, to our fourth density, which is heart-based. And Patah before, a channeled entity that I used a lot for a long time, says whatever is going on, don't judge, and don't judge others, which is very difficult. And then when you do, don't judge your judgments. But Patel went on to say that as all these different feelings come up, feel the feelings. Because that feeling the feelings is acknowledging that they exist. And as you feel them and allow them to sit there, you can open and allow them to flow out for release. And we're all doing that. As I try to see, why are we in this dark third density? Why did the third density world even come into being? And I was trying to grasp that. And on July 10th, Caroline Oceana Ryan is an author, a speaker, and a channeler. And I read one of her channels. And she is having a dialogue and then poses the question of, why are we even born? She is channeling the collective. Are we only born to degrade in wellness and eventually die? And why is death built into our biology? And the answer was, of course, it wasn't to begin with. And I found this fascinating, but why are we even here? What happened is that there were a number of us, and I'm talking about us as in whatever the us was 25,800 years ago or 900, it depends on which piece you're reading. There's a couple of dates in there or number of years. We wanted to experience a level of duality in which we were so completely involved in the physical 3D physicality that it would appear at times that what we were witnessing was all that there was. We wanted to know how we would grow and evolve and what we would become under the conditions. And I will tell you that this channel said other planets and higher dimensions considered it to be unlivable. And indeed, what we found out is that much of our planet is currently unlivable. So we are the ones who actually chose this and volunteered to come in for this experience. And this is an expansion of the universe experience. But the experience of duality that talks about love and hate and talks about peace and war and talks about generosity and greed, talks about cooperation and competition. And that is the world that I believe we are just stepping out of it now. And I'm going to speak to that in a few minutes. But in that channeling, also it was saying that duality and that world dares to show itself to you now, thinking that you still will be sufficiently hypnotized by mass mental programming that you will miss the great import of what is occurring on the planet, and you will think that all is lost. And that is where many, many, many people are. And the answer to that comment continued in this channeling, far from it. You are, rather than sinking below the waves, rising up to conquer the sea itself. And that sea is the affairs of humanity as it takes on the great joy and responsibility of becoming a fifth dimensional planet. That is where we are. And I want to speak to that fear of death that is what is the driving force with COVID. And they say that, there's a quote here, if you can see those who are leaving as taking on an even greater role in assisting Earth and humanity now